Welcome back to Now Showing. I'm Patty Holly. Brownville, Nebraska will be celebrating the Good Life this weekend with its annual festival of writing, reading, music, and wine. The Wine Writers and Song Festival begins tomorrow evening. Committee member Cinnamon Dockin says the event offers a number of activities.
The Wine Writers and Song Festival is one of my favorite Brownville events. We have it every year in the spring, and it really kicks off the season with a whole bunch of music, readings, and riverboat rides, a pairing food and wine program, which is a signature event, and comedy this year, which is new.
Now, this is the ninth year for this, is that correct?
I believe it's the 10th.
Why was this started?
Well, you know, Jane Smith of the Lyceum Bookstore and Cafe started this festival as a way to kick off the season in Brownville and celebrate what Nebraska has to offer in terms of wine and music and food and literature. We have a lot of talent that's homegrown, and it's a great opportunity for people to come together and celebrate that.
How many people do you expect to come for this?
Oh, gosh, we'll have 200 to 300 people, possibly more.
And who can attend?
Oh, everyone can attend. In fact, this year's program has something for everyone. There is a great children's program on Saturday morning that features music by Mike Menard. If you haven't heard him, he is just great. Tons of fun and a wonderful way to get your morning started. And then we also have Pippa White, who's a nationally recognized storyteller, on the program for the children's program as well. We have riverboat rides, guided tours of the Arboretum. We have lots of programs for fiction and poetry. We have a pairing food and wine program. That is limited to the over 21 crowd. But then everything in the festival in terms of readings and programs is free, aside from pairing food and wine and the riverboat cruise, which are nominally fee.
Is there a central location for this event?
You know, the locations are all over Brownville. We really make use of a lot of great venues, like the River Inn. However, the check-in point is the Visitor Center, which is held at the Lyceum Bookstore. You can come and check in at the Visitor Center, pick up a schedule, events, and map, and just go from there. We have signage that will be out front whenever there's a venue that is being used for a program, so it's pretty easy to spot. And, you know, you can always just ask people in town. People are really friendly.
Is there a website that people can go to also to see what events will be occurring and where they'll be?
Yes. They can go to www.brownville-ne.com, and that has a complete schedule of events, and it also has a complete list of biographies of the presenters and performers who are coming. We have some great talent this year.
Can you tell me some of the talent that will be coming?
Yes. You know, I'm really excited about Donald Brian Johnson. He's coming on Saturday morning, and he's part of the nonfiction program. For a long time, he did theater directing, so he knows his way around a stage, but he's authored a series of books on collecting. So he's done books on Art Deco, 50s and 60s memorabilia, pop memorabilia, and that should be a really interesting program. We also have Charlotte Endorf, who appears courtesy of the Nebraska Humanities Council. She is a descendant of people who were on the orphan train, and she'll do a program on the orphan train, also Saturday morning. And we have, my favorite thing, is the Pairing Food and Wine program, which features chef authors Sean Carmichael and Maggie Pleskotch. Those guys have done a book called Dueling Chefs, A Vegetarian and a Meat Lover Debate the Plate. And the book itself is really fun, full of this witty repartee. You know, even if you don't like to cook, it's a great book just to read. And they each prepare an appetizer that is then paired with the Whiskey Run Creek Winery, our local winery's wine. And so everyone that attends that program gets an appetizer and a sample of the wine, and they get to take part in a lot of the back and forth between Maggie and Sean. It's lots of fun. And then we also have on Sunday a fantastic lineup in what we call free-range readings. And everyone from Grace Bauer to Roy Scheel to Brent Spencer to J.V. Brummels, there's lots of great talent for poetry and fiction, and they have a series of continual readings that will happen from 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
Now, the event begins Friday, is that correct?
Yes, Friday night. We have a great kickoff this year. We're doing something really different. We heard from a lot of people that it's been a long winter, and we decided what we really need is to shake things up a little and laugh. So we have nationally recognized comedian T. Marnie Voss, who's going to be on the program. And she's going to, you know, she has great humor that is, it's clean, it's refreshing, you know, it's appropriate for all ages. It's just light and fun. And so she's going to give a comedy program that night. And ahead of that, we're going to have the band Midwest Dilemma, and they are lots of fun, too. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear them on Brownville's First Fridays, but it's a lot of folksy, down-home, lots of kickback, have fun kind of music. So I think we're starting the festival in a great new way this year.
Now, this is an event that does require reservations. Is that correct?
You know what? Reservations are recommended, but often you can get tickets at the door. And the comedy and the music, there's no charge for any of that. For the dinner that's happening on Friday night, there's a $15 charge. It's a variety of pasta and breads, dessert and coffee. It's a great time. But you can come for dinner, and you can get tickets on the website for that, or you can purchase them at the door, or you can just come for the program and enjoy the beautiful scenery that's offered by the River Inn. It's a floating hotel. I don't know if you've been there, but it is something else. There's a songwriters roundtable, and we haven't touched on that. And that's kind of part of the music and song part of the festival. We have Emily Dunbar and Robin Harrell, who are respected musicians and nationally known, and they're going to be giving a program on how they come up with their music and what's involved in the songwriting process. So any budding songwriters, or really anybody who likes music, will enjoy that program. And, of course, there are the riverboat rides. Kevin Oliver is on the program for Sunday morning. He is a real don't miss. He's a bookbinder, and he was trained by Daphne Beaumont Wright, who was noted as one of the best bookbinders in the last 100 years in England. He's very skilled, and he's giving a program on bookbinding on Sunday morning in the town hall. He brings a setup that just looks positively medieval. Lots of, you know, gold leaf presses, old paper from the 1600s, you know, and his program is fantastic. If you haven't seen him before, definitely go see him.
Cinnamon Dockin is a member of the committee organizing this year's Wine, Writers, and Song Festival in Brownville, Nebraska. She says the kickoff for the weekend festival will be tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock on the floating bed and breakfast, the River Inn. Again, scheduling and ticket information about the events can be found online at www.brownville-ne.com. The Northwest Missouri State University Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band will be in concert on Saturday. Dr. Doug Overmeyer is the director of the two orchestras. He says this concert will be an exciting one.
We've called it Expressions. It has a lot of very programmatic pieces. They're all very hard, fast, and just wildly involving. And so it's one of those things that will get your adrenaline pumping just listening to it.
So what kind of pieces will we hear?
Robert Jagger's Esprit de Corps, which is written for Colonel Bourgeois, the former Marine commander for the Washington, D.C. Marine Band. He had this habit of playing things a little faster, a little more sprightly, and so the march is not a typical march. It involves a Marine hymn, but it's done in almost a fanfare kind of a way that's just lightning fast. So another piece is Aspen Jubilee by Ron Nelson. And it has some of the most incredible parts in it. It's one of the toughest pieces in American band literature. And our students are handling it extremely well. We have a Granger piece, Molly on the Shore. And, of course, that's going to fly a little bit faster, too. It's very fun to play that one quick. And probably a lesser-known piece is Symphony No. 3 by Korzhnikov. It's a Russian piece that is very quick, very fast. We're doing just the first movement of it. And it's reminiscent of Shostakovich and some of the other more, Tchaikovsky and some of the more famous Russian composers. The symphonic band will be doing Firework by Van der Roost, and To Kelly's Amazing Grace, and a very standard, the cornerstone of all band literature, the Holst First Suite in E-flat.
You do have two groups performing in this concert. What can you tell me about the Wind Symphony and the Symphonic Band?
Yeah, the Symphonic Band is a group of students, music majors and non-music majors, who want to play and, you know, enjoy playing, and some of them use it as a diversion from their studies and just kind of an activity to keep their chops up. And they're very interested, they're very challenged, and they do a really good job with it. The Wind Symphony is made up of the Four State Area's best musicians. And they come here, audition, and they're selected from amongst their peers to sit and perform in this group. And they have a different task ahead of them. It's really their last step, their last experience before their professional career.
Now, you're relatively new to Northwest. How do you feel about these groups and their ability to perform? You know, what kind of quality are they able to present?
Well, I've been extremely excited about all of them. All of the students here, very conscientious, very well prepared. They do a great job of getting things together and ready for rehearsal. And when they come in, it's the Symphonic Band warms up, and then they do well. The Wind Symphony, they're like riding a racehorse. They really are. It's really exciting. They're really on top of things, and I'm so proud of both groups. It's unbelievable.
Is there a piece that you'll be performing this weekend that you're really excited to perform?
Yeah, the Aspen Jubilee. It's a longer work than most band pieces. It involves a soprano, Becky Brown, is coming in to do the soprano part, but not the typical use of a voice. Ron Nelson used it as a color. And so it's really a decorative kind of part on top of this really involved piece, and it's constantly shifting, constantly moving, and it's thematically driven, so it's really engaging for an audience member, so I'm really, really excited for that. And plus, it is a bear of a piece to play, and the students are really, really doing a great job with this.
Dr. Doug Overmeyer is the director of the Northwest Missouri State University Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band. The two orchestras will be in concert Saturday evening, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. Northwest Missouri State University vocal students will be in concert Sunday. Dr. Stephen Town is the director of Tower Choir, one of the groups that will perform in that concert.
It's University Chorale first and Tower Choir second. And this term, the University Chorale is directed by Dr. Paul Mayhew. He's a visiting professor here for a semester. And they'll be first on the program and singing five numbers. The University Chorale is doing a piece with two violins and harpsichord. So that's kind of a special thing for the concert. And then they're also using piano for a number or two. And some of the pieces I do use piano as well, and then the rest of them are unaccompanied. Tower Choir will follow, and we'll sing eight numbers, eight of some of the numbers that we did on our spring break tour.
So what are some of those numbers you'll be performing?
We'll do a piece called Everyone Sang by Kurt Meacham, a Brahms number in German, O Schöne Nacht, an Italian number, Si Ch'io Vorrei Morire by Monteverdi, I Am Not Yours by David Dickow, Horizons, which is an ethnic piece, Ave Maria by Conti, The Best of All Possible Worlds by Leonard Bernstein, and Ride On King Jesus by Moses Hogan. We have some soloists that will be appearing in these pieces for, Horizons. We'll have Reed Patti as a baritone, Sam Dollins as a tenor. And on Ride On King Jesus, we feature Chasey Steen singing the very first soprano solo, then Jordan Andrews singing the baritone solo, and Danny Ledoux sings the high B-flat at the very end, so...
How do you go about planning for this concert, and how did you choose these selections?
Well, every year is different. Every semester is different. I normally plan out the concerts about 4 years in advance, actually, and then I make adjustments every year depending upon the personnel. But I want to make sure that the students sing representative works from different musical periods, different languages, a lot of variety. I normally have some sort of theme going on there. It may not be announced. It may be a secret theme, but that's how I go about it anyway.
Do you have a piece here that they'll be performing that you're especially proud of this year?
Well, I love all of these numbers that they're singing on Sunday. They're doing, I think, extremely well. Everyone Sang by Kurt Meacham. That's a big number. It's a long number. They're also doing very, very well, the Monteverdi, Si Ch'io Vorrei Morire. And then they really love I Am Not Yours by David Dickow. That's their favorite piece. So,
why is that their favorite? What is it about that song?
Well, I think it's in English. The idiom and the vocabulary of the music is closer to what they do on a daily basis. It's very emotional. They really get into it. So that's the reason.
These selections, they also performed on tour, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we had about 17 pieces, really, that we had prepared for the tour. And every time we gave a presentation or a concert, I just selected different numbers to do. So it wouldn't become tiring for them, and they could do different things. But the great thing that happens on a tour is because of the frequent singing, all of the music gets very, very tight and beautiful, and that's the way it is right now. It's very, very good.
Dr. Stephen Towne is the director of the Northwest Missouri State University Tower Choir. He says Sunday's concert begins at 3 p.m. in the Ronald Houston Center for the Performing Arts on the Northwest campus. Other musical performances scheduled by Northwest groups over the next few days include the Northwest Celebration Spring Show, scheduled for tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. The Jazz Ensemble and Studio Jazz Concert will be Monday evening at 8 o'clock in the Olive Deluce Gallery. And the Orchestra Concert will be Tuesday, beginning at 8 p.m. in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. You can find information and links to the events and organizations you hear about on Now Showing on the KXCV KRNW website, kxcv.org. You can also listen to archived editions of the program by clicking on the Now Showing link on our homepage. Please join us again next Thursday for another edition of Now Showing. In the meantime, have a great weekend. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Patty Hawley.